Despite the mounting civilian death toll in Gaza, opinion polls in Israel show overwhelming support for the government and the Israeli Defense Forces. But there is some dissent. In a few minutes, we'll hear about Israelis who've been taking part in street protests against the operation in Gaza. But first, we turn to Michael Manekin. He's managing director of a progressive think tank called Molad, the Center for Renewal of Israeli Democracy in Jerusalem. I asked him why support for the Israeli government remains so high.
I think it's natural. The situation here in Israel is obviously not that great. I mean, rockets are being fired. Soldiers are sadly being killed and wounded. So it's to be expected that at this point there is overwhelming support. I think people feel unified. That's the way the political system is engaged. I think there's a feeling that everybody needs to be united. So that's where we are now. Obviously, these situations tend to change as these violent times go on. But at this point, that's where we are.
Now, you hint there that the support might not last. What might change things, do you think?
Well, I think it's a mixture of a couple of things. And here I want to separate between, again, the situation, which is terrible objectively, and the way that it's being handled, which is terrible, I think, subjectively. We don't know what the strategy behind the operation is, meaning how it can be considered successful and how it can be considered a failure. And more importantly, I don't know where this is going. You know, the solution that our prime minister is offering Israelis is that every 2-3 years we're going to be in this bloody round. That's something which will get me very, very nervous as an Israeli and as a father to children here in this country.
Michael, I wonder why we're not hearing more of the perspective from people like you. You are a former combat soldier. You came out against one of the last major actions in 2009, Operation Cast Lead. You were a leader of a group called Breaking the Silence, which is ex or even reservist soldiers.
I'm still a captain in the reserves.
Okay, you're still a captain in the reserves. Why aren't we hearing more voices like yours speak up against what's going on now?
I don't know. You're hearing my voice now, so I don't know if I can speak more than I'm speaking.
You've done actions where you march in the streets in the past, and I mean, it's great you're talking to us, but there isn't a whole lot of marching in the streets.
Look, in terms of the Israeli side, as I said, I think this is something which is very natural, and this is why I'm not marching in the streets now at the moment as well. Our family members are drafted to, it's a small country. Our family members are being drafted. This is really the first days of an operation, hopefully a short one. It's still not clear the information that's happening, and it's still very confusing. So I think from that perspective, that's why you hear, at this point at least, less voices. Should there be more voices of anger at our government? For sure. I think so. And that has nothing to do, by the way, and it's very important for me to say this, it has nothing to do with the justice or lack thereof of the Hamas. I think the way the Hamas is treating this issue and treats issues in general is dreadful. It's not that I'm justifying in any case the behavior of the other side. Again, the question is, where is our country heading? What does it want to accomplish? What is our strategy and where do we want to be? And that's, what we're trying to push forward. And I hope there are more voices of this in the future.
Michael Manekin is director of the Israeli progressive think tank Molad. He spoke with us from Jerusalem. Michael, thank you so much.
Sure. Good night.